Hello everyone, and welcome to this very spooky edition of Pokemon Rollout. You may have noticed that obviously this episode is late, just because we do have a little bit of a spooky whooper reel that we had saved from a previous episode. That was too long to have as a whooper reel, so I thought, hey, you know what? Halloween is coming up. Why not go ahead and just release it for then? We do have another longer whooper reel as well, too, that I included here just to make this episode a little bit longer for you guys and also to thank you for waiting for this special episode here. I'm also just going to go ahead and do the outro here, but don't worry, it's not the end of the episode already. So anyways, thank you for joining us this week and being ready to listen to this episode of Pokemon Rollout. You can find us online at tapestryradio.org/Pokemon-rollout, on X at Pokeroll Podcast, and on Facebook at facebook.com/Pokerollout. Join our Facebook group, the Pokemon Rollout Taproom. As long as you're not a robot, we'll approve your request to join. There you can join the conversation with creators and fans and become a part of the Pokemon Rollout community. Also, follow our network on X at Tapestry Radio and check out some of our other great shows at tapestryradio.org, like Intermission, Michael and Ethan in a Room with Scotch, Freddy Goes to a Podcast, and Us Play Fiasco. A special thank you to Rocco W. for our theme music, Electric Donkey Muscles, and feel free to check the show notes for other music and sound effects used in this episode. Once again, I am Lydia. Well, I guess not once again. For the first time ever! At least for this. I think I did introduce myself later. Anyways, I'm Lydia. I don't have anywhere that you can follow me on social media, but please do check out our Instagram at Pokemon Rollout. You can follow Nick on X at PokerollNick. Paul is on X at ProfSnag. And Michael is also on X at MGLILIENTHAL. And you can follow Eily, our best spooky girl, at Behind Your Eily. That's Behind Your EYELI. If you like what we do here on Pokemon Rollout, tell a friend. Retweet us. Re-X us, maybe? Not sure. Has that changed? Does this still just retweet? And especially, please rate us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. If you really like us, donate to us on Patreon, patreon.com/PokerollPodcast, and get some sweet rewards. Special thanks to our patrons, Dr. Audino, Peter Stadmuller, Kyle Albert, Micah Greenspoon, Andrew Case, David Harshman, Taylor Bonforte, Michael, Askablod, Jeffrey Show, K.C. DeFritis, Andrew Weil, Spencer Toole, Proxus, Arming Sword and Buckler, Starlink, Legendary, Scotty Newton, Ursa93, Terry Fowl, Penguin, Vincent Nazarician, Lauren Powelson, Stephanie Reinauer, Lance, Big Fat Nuke, Daniel Mabry, Wern the Patronizer, Autumn and April Art, The Gaming Motion Artist, Magical Girl in Training, Justin Brennan, and Copperhead9215. You guys are awesome and we can't say it enough. And here's a little candy of your choice, trick-or-treat, little listeners. We appreciate all that you, the gentle listeners, do for us. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you later. And enjoy Halloween! Happy Halloween! Don't get too scared. Bye! Should we do a game or something before we start recording?
How about Pokemon Tabletop United?
What games do we got? We could do Boggle. We could
do the I'm going on a trip game. If you go through the alphabet, I'm going on a trip and I'm going to bring A. And the next person says, I'm going on a trip, I'm going to bring A and B.
And then you have to remember what
But you have to remember the exact, the specific ones that others had used. Yep.
I'm going on a trip, and I'm going to bring an Apricorn, a Bellossom, a Cranidos, a Dino, an Experience Share, a Full Heal, and a Grumpig.
I'm going on an adventure, and I'm bringing an Apricorn, a Blossom, a Cranidos, Dino, Experience Share, Full Heal, and a... Shoot, what did you just say?
It was a Pokemon that attacked Flappy Cappy.
All I can think of is a grape.
A Full Heal, a Grumpig, a Hat, and an Icy Wind TM.
Can you stop adding multiple worded items? I can't picture that in my head.
It's just a blue disc. It's just a blue disc.
Okay, well, for nerds, I guess it's easier. Oh, yeah, a blue disc. That will really narrow things down. Thank you.
Okay. Wow. Hey, if you're making fun of nerds, you're calling out, like, a large percentage of our audience, okay? So, like...
Okay, I'm calling out myself. I don't care.
They like being called out.
Are you saying that there's something wrong with being a nerd, Paul?
All right.
No.
I like, wasn't.
That was your implication.
No, that was never my implication.
I'm going on a Pokemon adventure, and I'm bringing in
a Lopunny and a Max Revive.
Killing
halfway
me.
There, guys. We're halfway there.
Naproxen.
I've got one really funny one.
Noctowl
works. I was going to say N from Pokemon Black and White. His name is literally just the letter N.
So. Where did G and H go?
Oh, wait, yeah. I don't care about those.
Yeah, that's a good
question.
Grumpig,
Hat, Icy Wind TM. Oh, man. I'm trying to think of one that starts with an X.
There are three Pokemon that start with an X.
Good.
And there are six items that start with an X.
Is one of them a TM for a move?
Actually, five. Nope. Sorry, there are five that start with an X.
There's also a move that starts with an X, too.
An X move.
No, that's true.
For Pokemon, there's Zatu, one that's actually pertinent for
the story we're
retelling.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I didn't think about that. No, I feel so dumb. Thank you.
All right, here we go. For the conclusion, Woo-hoo! Everyone. We are going on a Pokemon adventure, and we are bringing an Apricorn, a Blossom, a Cranidos, a Dino, an EXP Share, a Full Heal, a Grumpig, a Hat, an Icy Winds TM, a Jumpluff, a Krabby, a Lopunny, a Max Revive, a Noctowl, an Octillery, a Primarina, Quick Ball Revive, Seviper, Typhlosion, Ultra Ball Woobat, Vileplume Woobat, Zatu, monochrome, variety, Yanmega, and a Z-Crystal.
Yes!
Nice! Yay!
Nice. Very nice. Very nice.
Good job, everyone.
Excellent,
boy. Good. All right. We made it somehow.
By the way, Monochrome Zatu is my band name.
Vullaby the, like, Vullaby. Ugly one with the little, like, egg on it?
Skull Diaper. Yeah. Skull Diaper. Yes.
Skull Diaper.
Yeah, I hate that one.
A bit of headcanon that is not my headcanon, but, like, just because I want to tweak it up this way, is imagine just a graveyard, and that is the nursing ground of Vullaby and Cubone both, and they get their skulls from the same place.
Wow. Reduce, reuse, recycle.
So you're saying is that that's Cubone's mother?
It's Cubone's mother. Vullaby is using Cubone's mother.
I don't think Cubone's... I don't think Marowak's usually have two skulls.
No, but, like, it's a competition. See, it's like, what is it? What bird is it that puts its eggs in another bird's nest? But it's like that.
Cowbirds, Cowbirds are birds belonging to the genus Molothrus, the family Therae. They are of the New World origin and are obligate brood parasites laying their eggs in the nests of other species.
Okay. Anyway, that's what Vullaby is. Vullaby, like, gets its eggs placed in the nests of Cubone, and then, like, when it hatches, it's a brawl to see who gets the skull.
It's not the worst type differential, I suppose, because ground versus flying, but...
Also, too, the Marowaks would have two skulls because they have the actual skull in their head, and then they have the skull on their head.
Ooh.
Science.
Unless... they're very much the wrong shape for Vullaby, but...
Or do, well, we have no idea... Well, okay, so going on this theory, we have no clue what the... We have no clue what the inner Marowak skull looks like, if there is an inner Marowak skull. Unless for a Marowak, unless their skull is actually part of an exoskeleton.
Yeah, this is true.
Honestly, the real way to untangle Cubone would be to make them what happens if a Kangaskhan dies while still having a baby Kangaskhan.
Oh, that's the leading theory, and Game Freak has all but come out and made that true. Mm.
Like, that's the sensible answer, but...
In many places, Cubone and Kangaskhan can be found in the same area. And in the Sun and Moon games, when they had the like the call feature, like if a Pokemon was distressed in a battle, you could call a wild one could call another one in to battle with it. And there's a chance that a Cubone could call a Kangaskhan in those types of situations.
So, no, here's what it is then. It's that the Vullaby gets planted in a nest made from the scavenged bones of a Cubone, or a Marowak, and given the skull as a diaper.
I mean, you'd run it as Mandibuzz. Yeah, it makes more sense that Mandibuzz collects skeletons or bones, but...
Or what if the Vullaby, like... kind of does a similar thing to an owl where instead of like eating live things and then hawking them back up, it eats the bones and then hawks it back up, so then it's more rounded like a pellet, and then it just kind of like pecks away the different holes it needs.
And that's why it doesn't look like a Cubone.
Yeah.
But it is a Cubone.
Yeah, I don't know why,
but it is a Cubone.
I don't know why Vullaby have decided to be obligate carnivores of Cubones, but...
But they're not, though. This is just the skulls.
Because there can't be more than two skulls in Pokemon.
I mean,
unless you're a Marowak.
Duskull.
Same thing. Duskull is a dead Cubone or a dead Vullaby.
Everything's just dead Cubone when you look at it. If you look hard enough, really go back to the origin.
It's not turtles all the way down. It's dead Cubones all the way down.
Step aside, Hank Green.
Oh, no. I'm putting that in a roll out of context right now.
So, I was looking it up on Bulbapedia just out of curiosity. One, Vullaby find their own bone or are given them by Mandibuzz. And then they pass them down as they grow to other ones, and there are competitions over which bones are most comfortable. But here's the main thing. Looking at Mandibuzz. Mandibuzz lives in nests made from the bones it finds, so they've been seen using more traditional nests every once in a while. Weakened prey, such as Cubone, is dragged back to this nest after Mandibuzz swoops down on it from the sky.
Oh,
literally, Cubone is mentioned. Its choicest food is Cubone.
Really?
Okay. Wow. Look at that.
Like that.
I'm not even wrong.
That is their. That is their thing. Choice. In fact, in Ultra Sun, their thing says most of the bones are Cubone.
Okay. See, I am absolutely correct.
That is kind of but it's funny that we were just joking about this, and then it turns out that it's true.
Good job, Michael.
So, Duskull, looking at Duskull, Duskull spirits away disobedient children. It doesn't say anything specific about Cubone, but, like, what if a Cubone is being naughty? A Duskull is a dead, naughty Cubone.
Yeah.
I think it's generally when they say children, children are humans, but...
Could you put Shijin... could you put
Shedinja sort of
Shedinja?
Shedinja?
Yeah, Shedinja, that one. Why are there so many tongue twisters for Pokemon names? It's supposed to be for kids.
It teaches them to use their mouths.
Yeah. I'm still trying, I guess.
Obscurantism and obfuscation.
Orally observed, gentle listener.
Gentle listener.
Gentle listener.
Gentle listener.
Obviated objects of oblivion.
Obambulating about.
Offered unto you.
Offered unto you.
Offered unto you.
In the Tapestry Radio Network.
Tapestryradio.org.
From our fancy to yours.